All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Being a Dick. We're back. Let's go ahead and get started. All right, so what are my tasks? A lot. Go to the theater, talk to Josie, talk to Quinn, try the Haunted Mansion. Dance with Camilla, find punch for Sarah, restock the cake. Hold on, there's something else there. Oh, I don't care about the bios. I'm not worried about that. Nothing there. Nothing there. People seem to enjoy Derek's bar. Sadly, there's only room for two bar stools in here. And what a funky smell. This room could use some windows or ventilation. Alright, so there's really nothing else you see there. Nah, I think we got it. I feel so stupid dancing. I'm not drunk enough to do this. Nice moves, Grim. Yeah, right.
Dance with Camilla.
You, however. Careful, so you don't poke me with that sword. Don't worry about it, it's a flimsy and soft sword. What about that sword?
Taser.
I can't make any promises about that sword, but it's blunter and heavier than it is sharp. You seem to be right about that. Do you like this? Who wouldn't? Do you think people can tell I'm grinding against your dick? Yeah, if they look our way, they can, but it's no worse than how they're dancing, right? Let's dance over here. You call this dancing? What would you call it? Foreplay? Haha, I don't think so. It's not? I'm not gonna have sex on the dance floor. I'm not Sarah. Is it okay if I have it? Is it okay if I have it? God, you didn't. This costume is convenient. My costume is convenient, too. Put it under my skirt, but be discreet. Damn it, I'm becoming someone like Sarah. You say that like it's a bad thing. I keep pushing limits. I don't know where I'll end up at this rate. It's a first for me, too, or dance floor virgins. You might as well go all the way by now. Are you sure? Use my asshole, but go slow. Ugh. We're really doing this? Fuck yes we are. Damn, this song is good. Yeah, the beat is awesome. Move to it. Such a tight beat. Fuck, it's good. Though I feel this is gonna be a short song. It's over soon, huh? We're reaching the outro any second now. Inside, okay? Yeah. I'm coming!
Bam. And then someone slips and breaks their neck on the dance floor.
You, some bust a move, and you bust a nut. Haha, damn right. Excuse me, I'm gonna make an awkward walk to the bathroom now. Well, I didn't see that coming. We danced with her, all right.
Yeah. Guess you won't be going home with the what's her name.
No. Ugh.
that didn't count. No.
Let's see.
One down.
Go to the theater. Well, I don't know where the... Oh, I know where the theater's at. But that's a main... Still enough for the party, I think.
Gotta find that fucking cake.
I don't know where the cakes are.
No idea, neither. Maybe somewhere on one of those random tables.
Hold on, I thought it was in the hall. And where's the punch? No, that's upper main room. That's not gonna be it. It's the dining room, that's John Boy's room, that's the main party, that's the hallway. Oh, damn it, that's John Boy's room. Why is this shit sorted out like that? Come on. Right hallway. Right hallway. Ew, eyeballs and fingers? Are we supposed to eat those? I dare you to try one. I'll have a muffin, but I'm not putting that eye thing into my mouth. No way, you do it. I like Josie's hair like that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it is. And over here, you have my contribution to the party. You made these? Yep, I found the punch. Yep, of course I got some helping hands, but this is mainly me. Looks awesome, can I try one? Yeah, you have to. Try the eyeballs. Mmm, strawberry. You guessed it. Strawberries? Now you have to try one. Yeah, do it. They're maze balls. In fact, you should call them that, JB. Okay, they're very good, but they look gross. I can't look at them when I put them in my mouth. Like any other balls, huh? Ugh. Ha ha ha. Oh, sorry, not your kind of humor? I just wasn't expecting that while eating this. Let's continue the tour. Have you seen the movie theater? We're playing horror movies all night. Horror movies? Really? Follow me. I'll be right with you after I finish my ball. Ah, so you're the one who's been eating our cakes. No, trust me, I had one ball and it was enough. Not good? It was, but I'm trying to process it. Want some punch? Please. Thank you. What have you been up to lately? I've been keeping busy doing all kinds of things. Party planning, work, went back home. Fun. Feels good to have some time off from school, huh? Totally. Those midterm exams mess with my head. What about you? What have you been up to? A whole lot of nothing. Gym, friends, and such. Can't wait for Monday, though. How come? I'm adding a new class to my curriculum. Economic analysis. Wow. Sounds boring. Boring, haha, please. Derek told me what you two are taking. Intro to nerd stuff or something. Science, that's hardly nerd stuff. And who are you to talk? Your class has the word analysis in it. What do you sit around doing in that class? Look at economy stuff and analyze it? That is pretty much the nail on the head. See, nerd. Haha, you are a lab nerd. Gonna make all kinds of explosions in that class, I guess. Why do 9 scientists think that scientists make explosions? I'd say most want to kind of avoid that kind of thing. Good luck with that if Derek's your lab partner. Based on our last class together, we probably won't be partners. Haha. Better catch up to Maya on the party tour. Sure, there's a camera in my room if you want your picture taken later. Want to take one with me?
Yeah.
I don't want to split you up from the tour. Maya will show me what I missed. Let's go. What's the green screen for? You'll see soon enough. Okay, so how should we pose? I don't know. Any ideas? How about this? That way? Isn't it too boring? Huh? Boring? Okay, how about if you lift me? Or you lift me? Aha. I may be shredding at the gym, but I'm nowhere near being able to do that. Okay, smile to the camera. Aha, thanks, that was fun. So about earlier. Yeah? How is it between you and Maya? I picked up on some tension. It's choppy, but it's better than it was before, so we're hanging in there. Okay, good. And what about you and love? Well, that's an interesting question. with a pretty boring answer. I'm hanging in there as well, trying to explore a bit. Good, good. Do you ever wonder how things might have turned out if it had been different? Different how? Just different. Like if you weren't with Maya? Well, yeah, but you said it. I didn't. You were thinking it. Can't help but wonder, no?
A bit,
yeah, but there's no way to tell. We can't reverse time and change stuff. No, I guess we can't. I should get back to the tour now. They probably left without me.
Aw, oh, man, you should have tried all the time and said what happened.
That's all right. We don't have time. Time some punch for Sarah. Guess I've been eating a lot. I didn't think they would eat this much. I should put out more cakes. I'll check the fridge for some. Now we can go...
There's some fucking cakes.
We still have plenty of muffins and cakes in here. I'll bring some extra for the table. Well, we have to go back to the table, right? There we go. I hope it'll last longer than it did so far. Looks good. We're not running out of punch so far. Whoops! Hit the wrong button. Okay, so what's next? Yeah, we did that. Bring punch to Sarah. I haven't done any of the main tests yet. Yeah, we have to take it to Sarah. Here's your punch. Cheers. Oof, how much alcohol is there in this one? Not too much. Am I crazy? It's stronger than mouthwash. Take this. Yeah, you're not kidding. That's pretty strong. Thanks for the drink, Grim. You're such a nice dick. Before I forget, there's a camera in my room if you want your picture taken for Halloween. Let's bring Mel for that picture, too. Sure. What pose are you going for? I thought it was the photographer who was supposed to direct their subjects. I'm happy with whatever you'll give me. What a lame answer. Something sexy? Do something sexy then. Like this? Do we look fuckable, Grim?
Yeah,
very fuckable. Awesome. Thanks so much. Want to take a picture with us?
Sure,
an odd combination, but let's do it. Let's do it like this. Easy there, haha. Told you our asses will look irresistible in these outfits. It's for the picture. Sure. Oh, that's a good picture, yeah. Back to the dance floor. Thanks, girls. Anytime. See, that was great.
Yeah.
Go to the theater. I don't even know where Zoe and Quinn are.
One of the places.
I don't know where the hots are. I think they're all in the fucking theater.
You know, I haven't seen Lily neither the whole time.
Tommy! Nope, just me. What are you up to? Looking for him. What else? Have you seen him? Let me think. Not for a while, no. How about you call him? And where the hell would I keep my phone? Do you want an answer to that, or... Ugh.
Oh, you found something? You had something pop up.
Pocket money, and I wasn't supposed to take that. Well, I didn't ask. It didn't tell me I couldn't. I didn't say, oh, we better not take the money, because it does do that to you in Jill's area. Jill remembers that you stole the money later on in the game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
I didn't. I read it in the walkthrough for Susan. But just showed me why you don't do it.
Okay, that's good.
So, let's look at the... There we go. That was good.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Yeah, there ain't nothing there. Okay. It's not okay, I know where that leads now. Whoops, now I'm in Jacob's room. Okay, we've been there.
We already went to the theater.
Went to Rusty's room. We went in there to stock shit. Oh, there's nothing in this area of the house. It's pretty normal here. We went to Derek's room. We went to your room. Jacob's room. But we didn't talk to her. Zoe, you got some real fucking talent. I'm so impressed. Thanks, I've been practicing since like forever. And the art classes they have here are the bomb. They teach you things you never thought of before. It makes you look at art in a completely different way. It sounds dope. You'll have to tell me more about it sometime. I want to have a word with Mr. Party Planner here. He keeps running around and away from me. I'm not. I'm here now. Grim, dude, what a fucking great chick. Want to drink with me, or are you too busy fighting off the Persian army? No, I've defeated them already. Let's get a victory drink. Kitchen? Actually, can we grab some air? I know the spot for it. Now it's a party. We smoking? Can I get a hit? Didn't you bring your own shit? No, I'm out right now, but I'll get more next week. Alright, I'll help you out. I heard you were in a tight spot. Huh? What do you mean? Nothing. Seriously, what'd you mean by that? Quinn told me you've been smoking for free, so I figured you were tight on cash. What? I pay for myself. Whatever you say. You don't want it? Keep it. Fine by me. Looks like we have the same idea as others. I'm tripping balls over here. It's Halloween, right? That dude is stone. Grim, you want another shot at it? No fucking way. Do you smoke pot? Well, I've tried it. You're full of surprises tonight. What do you mean? What about you, demon girl? Do you want a hit? Me? I'm just a figment of your imagination, dude. Don't do drugs. It'll kill you. Ah. Whoa. Let's sit over here.
Now that's high. Whoa.
You can smoke if you want to. No, I quit smoking. Mom was right about it. It was just a phase. They smoke marijuana like crazy in California, but I didn't want to fall back into bad habits. Bad habits? Who are you? What? You've been smoking since the day I first met you. I mean, not a lot, but continuously. And now you're over it? Like I said, it was an addictive phase I kicked. I wore spike chokers and dyed my hair black back then, too. And now I'm also in the blue, and I don't smoke. Also, not only do I still love beer, but also colorful girly drinks thanks to my friend Jonah. If that's the case, you should visit Derek's Closet Bar if you want a drink like that tonight. Grim! Yeah? This party is fucking shit, you know that, right? You helped me plan it, it's not all my fault. See, girls? That dude can't take any responsibility for his mistakes, it's pretty sad. Who the hell is that guy? That's Tommy, the vice president of the Dicks. I'm still getting used to him. He seems like a douche. It takes a while to see it, but he's got both good and bad sides. But yeah, he can be a real dick at times. That's the frat name, after all. True, but the Dicks are good guys once you get to know them. I've been chatting with a few of them tonight. They're pretty cool. But I was a bit surprised they didn't know who I was when I told them about you. We're bonding, but we haven't even reached the point where we talk about every detail of our lives yet. It's mostly on the surface stuff. There's not a lot to talk about feelings. You must hate it here, then. I would have, but thankfully I have many years of practice not talking about feelings with someone. You got me right back. But yeah, I haven't told them about you. Hell, I don't know anything about any of their exes either, so it's how it is. So, you know, Tommy is dead wrong about the party. I'm having a blast. That's good. Does it feel weird here being... Does it feel weird being here by yourself? Not at all. I've gotten pretty used to it in San Diego. At the hostel, for one, people came and left all the time. Any friends you made had to
hostel.
Be short... had to be short-term. I got pretty good at striking up conversations with randoms. And your friends are great, so it's easy as hell with them. It's harder to get away from them than it is to talk to them. That's good to hear. I still got things to do tonight, people to talk to, so... I get it. Hey, I heard them talking about a photo shoot or something. What's that about? Oh, it's the one in my room. Guests can have their pictures taken with their costumes and everything. You can take your picture there if you want. My notebook is fucking begging for one. You want to take one with me?
Yeah.
If you want to. Let's do it. You can be the Spartan legend who slayed a demon. Aha, that sounds like a good picture. Fucking legendary. Dude, this is this your room? It's huge. Who did you bang to get this one? It used to be an old trash library that no one used. They didn't put up a fight when I said I could take it. It took a lot of hard work to restore it, and I'm pretty sure they're jealous of it now. Who wouldn't be? It's even bigger than my studio apartment was. And wow, your guitar. Yeah, it's here. Of course it is. You wouldn't go anywhere without it. Okay, so for the picture, you just stand there. What about you? Let me take a couple of pictures of you first, then I'll join you. I'm getting a creepy deja vu about this. Why is that? It's nothing. I'll make a scary pose for you. Nice, these will come out great. Group pick or whatever it's called. Get over here with me. Come slay the demon. Like this? Haha, yeah. I'll eat your soul. Blah. Haha, very convincing. You're laughing at my demon face? Come on, warrior, slay me. Blah. What's wrong? Show me that demon face again. Blah. Ah. Nailed it. We better have. Yeah, look. Haha, that looks so good. Are you gonna edit it? I think Jacob's gonna do it. He knows that stuff. You have to send me that one. You got it. Wanna get back out there? Actually, this demon's gonna slither away to find the restroom. Rad photo shoot. Totally. Okay, so...
You already went to the theater, I thought.
No, we didn't go to the theater.
I thought that's where you saw What's-Her-Name.
That was not the theater.
For Tommy.
That's the theater.
Okay. I got a few folks in there.
You like these movies? Love them. Horror is one of my favorite genres. Grim told me he didn't think people would be watching movies at a party. Take a look around you. I don't see anyone watching. Haha, so that's why you're in here? Didn't you figure that out yet? I obviously want to make out with you. Ha, I bet you would. I'm an awesome kisser. Yeah? Did you ever kiss a girl? Hold on, folks. This is going into a place I seem to like.
And I liked it.
Sure I did. Plenty of times. Mostly at parties. It's not that weird when you kiss friends for fun. I would never have guessed. What about you? Ever kissed a guy? Yeah. You're shitting me. For fun? Actually, no. It felt pretty real. Wow, so you're not 100%? I don't know what I am exactly. Must have been one hell of a guy. It was Grim.
Oh, shit.
Grim, no kidding. Nope. How about that? What? Jill Royce is here. Don't you like her? Can't stand her.
It looks like everyone's gonna find out you've been screwing everybody.
Oh, well, Josie is fond of her. Blows my mind. Hi. Hi, Jill. Josie's fetching drinks. May I sit with you? Sure, there's room for all of us. I love your costumes. Thank you. You look pretty in yours. Look at Sage.
She's not happy.
Are we watching?
She finds out who else he's been hooking up with.
Well, to be absolutely fair,
Jill and
Grim have never gotten together. Are we watching scary movies? Yeah. No, look around you. I was going to make out with Maya on this couch. There actually is a path where you can have sex with her, but I passed it. I missed it and forgot it.
Yeah, you said you had to be the girl.
Well, yeah, but there were some other things that you had to do. It's a no, look around you. I was going to make out with Maya on this couch. Oh, so I was interrupting? She's joking. Sage, I believe Jill wants to help. Huh? What do you mean? Josie told me she talked to you. Oh, yes, I wasn't going to bring that up tonight, but she did. She told me you needed legal advice. Did she tell her about what's going on? Not any details, I believe. Yes, I've been looking for someone to ask a few questions about something. About your student loan, correct? Yes, exactly. What do you want to ask? It's pretty complicated. This is not the place to talk about it. Of course, I understand. Anyway, I'm willing to help out if you want. Also, my family's lawyer is at my disposal if need be, so... Are you sure? That would be perfect. It's not a problem. It seems to matter a lot to Josie, so I'd help with any questions. Wait a minute. Don't agree to anything yet, Maya. You're just gonna offer help like that? What's the catch? There's no catch. Yeah, right. So you're telling me it's for free? There's no hidden agenda? Yeah, why would there be? Sage, it doesn't add up. Excuse me? Your friend slash lovers, and I know his kind. They are all the same. I'm not sure the nicest way to say this, but I'm not your brother's friend, and ew, lover? I'm not your brother's anything. Frankly, I don't want to be near him. What? I'm sorry if that offends you, but that's my truth. He's a real piece of work. You hate him? Hate is a rather strong word. You hate him. I hate him too. You hate your brother? Hold on. What the fuck? The way he's been talking about you, I thought you were his soulmate. Stop saying that. I've tried to be friendly to him, but he's not been treating me nicely lately. So, this is good, no? Maya, this is mind-blowing to me. I thought Jill was Tybalt's crony all this time. Jill, you gotta tell me more about this. What do you hate the most about him? This is rather... Don't feel shy. We all hate him here. Right, Maya?
That's funny.
I haven't talked a lot to him, but he once called lesbianism appalling. That struck a chord with me. I told him off recently, and since then he's been trying to get my attention in different ways. One thing he started doing is what he believes to be yoga on the balcony outside of my window. Haha, he does? Oh my fucking god, what a creep. And he started playing cello too, either when I'm sleeping or supposed to practice playing the piano.
I see, they're gonna do a little.
Man, that sounds
pretty good for a cello.
That sounds like a horror. It sounds like horror movie music. I mean, that's probably not what he was going for, but damn, if you want to make a horror soundtrack.
That sounded pretty good.
That sounded all right. That had some blues into it. Did you ever see him moisturize? Oh my god, yes, that olive smell is repugnant. It cuts through the hallway into my room. And the way he spreads his fingers while applying it. They're just gonna talk about everything they hate about this guy.
Hey, that's what women do.
Yeah? Game is accurate.
They just picked a good one to talk about. Okay.
Riona Quinn and the Haunted Mansion. Boy, they did not make this simple.
Easy. Nope. I ain't seen Quinn at all. We ain't.
I ain't seen no one.
Ain't accidentally come across her or nothing.
I'm a bit lost.
She's not in those two rooms.
I know. I've been in them. It's like, you've been going through the same two rooms. Like, even the people watching. Grim, there's other rooms in the fucking mansion. I know there's other rooms in the fucking mansion. You see me trying to go through all these rooms.
Is there anyone else in there?
I think I've been in everybody's goddamn room. I don't see shit.
Maybe some people have moved around since.
Maybe.
Talk to people.
I mean, you go in the main party room, there's not shit going down.
Sage? Man.
Yeah, that's Sage, but yeah, that's. Nice ass, but nothing else is going on. I mean, there's the. Is that supposed to be the Haunted Mansion? I don't know what's going on. Okay, who did this? Founder.
Yeah.
This punch is awful. There's more liquor in the kitchen if you want to make yourself something. Show me. What do you want? Is that rum? Yeah, here you go. I also enjoy rum. My stomach doesn't, but I don't. But it might just be the coconut. I maybe regular rum would be a little better.
I like spiced rum.
I probably should get some spiced rum.
Maybe Sailor Jerry and that.
Next time I run low on booze, I'll have you run me out to the liquor store and pick some up. It seems like plans change with the party, or am I wrong? A bit, yeah. I asked the Dicks for help and Tommy wanted some things done his way. I checked with Sage and she said the changes were fine. But you're obviously not cool with it. Do whatever you want with your party, but I think it's bullshit we sit down and plan with you if you're gonna change everything. We didn't change everything. Tommy had some ideas for it and I couldn't go over his head with it since he's been in charge of parties in the past. Don't you think it's time to bury the hatchet with him? Why do you care? Because it's affecting all of us and causing stupid arguments like this one right now. Sometimes it feels like it's gonna end up with the Dicks and the Hots splitting up. You're exaggerating, it's not that bad. That's how Tommy talks about it at times. He once said the Dicks could go back to the roots partying without the Hots. And I guess that means you'd be back partying with the Alphas, traditions and all. Fuck those stupid traditions, I'm not going back to partying with the Alphas. Haha, right? Fuck them. Yeah, fuck them! How did you solve the problem with the Alphas, by the way? I'd imagine that they wouldn't take no for an answer. Sometimes, two problems become a solution. It's like super important that I do this now. I probably won't ever get to do it. Why do you think we're carving pumpkins? We already have Halloween covered. And I don't know where you got this idea from, that you never get to do it. No one promised you this. It's so unfair. I have like 6 years left of college and soon it's all gonna be over.
6 years?
I wanted to travel around the world, learn how to fish, and see Wisconsin. None of that is gonna happen now. Like, Wisconsin? What the fuck are you on about?
She's not becoming a doctor, I can tell you that now. 6 years.
Yeah, I know.
That's pushing it.
Elena talked about how she got these period cramps the other week, and I told her I don't get those anymore. Cramps? No, periods. I was like super irregular when I took the pill, but then they stopped altogether. And then I thought I was getting fatter, but as it turns out, I'm pregnant.
Oh.
You're pregnant? I have no clue how it happened. How many are you sleeping with right now again? Not that many, just a few.
That's too many.
How many are three per week? Good God Almighty. Let's see. 3, 6, 9, 12. That's 12 people a month. Unprotected? I'm not an idiot. I'm on the pill. Da doy. I've been eating Dawes pills for at least a year now. Wait, Dawes pills is birth control pills? Yeah, uses them to grow bigger. Oh boy. So now I'm gonna have to learn how to paint, weld, and drive a car before the baby comes. There's so little time.
What the fuck?
Say something. I don't know where to begin or what question is relevant. Can I plan the party or not? I have these amazing ideas like renting a bus. What, a bus? For the road trip, duh. She's pregnant? Apparently so, total shocker. Damn. So what did you end up doing? Like I said, two problems became a solution. Who's excited about Halloween? Jocks. Cheer. Why are we going again? Don't know, it's some kind of surprise. Ashley, will the rest of the Hots meet us there when we arrive or what? No, this is something Arius wanted us to do. I'm just tagging along to show support, plus Ant's here, so. Arius, where are we going? Trust me, they won't be a problem tonight. You sure know how to get things done. Thanks for showing me the stash. I'll probably raid it again later. What the fuck is that with the ass like that?
How dare you bring such a nice ass in here? Rawr. Make me frustrated.
Oh, darest thou!
I gotta help something.
Talk to Riona, try the Haunted Mansion. Oh, we get to take a picture with Quinn. Where?
Yeah,
oh, wanna go take a picture together? Why would I? It's Elena and Jacob's idea. It's like a photo. It's like a photo booth in my room. Guests can have their pictures taken to remember the night or something. Look at you. You're just finding a way to get me back at your place. With a body looking like that. Of course I am.
Sure.
Let's snap some pervy pictures then. What a setup. Ambitious, huh? Ambitious, it's a photo studio or a porn studio? Damn, you could record some high quality nasties with this. You got me. Oh really? What's the vid gonna be? You jacking off in front of a green screen? Yeah, and then I changed the background to a field with flowers and profit. Strike a pose for me. Let me prepare first. Awesome.
That does look
good. These aren't private photos. I don't know if that makes you rethink anything or not. I was thinking you could cover me up.
Older tits.
You're okay with people seeing these? If I didn't think about that already, I'd do something more than hold your tits right now. So it is a porn studio after all. I like that. So are we done here? Almost. What are you doing? Your outfit's too hot. I don't want it to go to waste. My outfit, huh? How badly do you want to fuck me? I'd walk out of the party right now for it. I got you where I want then. My succubus powers work. Are you gonna leave me hanging? I think you're warmed up to shoot that porno video of yours. Start jacking it, pervert. Ugh.
He should have grabbed the ass, I think.
Oh, yeah, well, we can't.
Can't unfuck up.
We cannot, yeah, we can't fix that anymore.
Like a lyric can't
unfuck. She was taking Dawes pills or something. They're like, oh, that's like, dude, what the fuck?
Now I've got to learn to weld.
Weld and paint, and I was like, what?
She just got brain damage.
Yes!
I didn't know they let special kids. I know there's some dumb ones, but...
My god, she's got actual brain damage. Like, fucking medically classified brain damage. We're gonna find out she was dropped on her head or... Something happened in her childhood.
If we hadn't already heard that before.
Eating lead paint.
Eating lead paint.
I thought it was candy on the walls. Oh, man. Jacob's room. Nothing in here now.
What's the next mission?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I know, right?
The thing is like the one you would buy and stuff.
Yeah, right here. Nope. I knew people wouldn't be watching movies in here. Oh well, at least it's a good spot for making out.
What about the balloon? Wondered if anybody was already in your bed or something.
No. I don't even know how you get to the fucking roof. Shit. Bathroom.
What has she been hanging out for a minute in there?
Yeah, they're really talking about everything. They started talking about, I was born in the year.
Four score 70 years ago.
Whole life story.
Or 7 years ago. Yeah. What's the score? It's fancy tops for 20 years.
Our forefathers. Nothing about this great nation.
I will say on that, it's funny. Oh, Abe Lincoln bumps his head on the door. He's like, damn, that's the worst thing that's going to happen to my head all year.
Okay. I've been everywhere.
Have you?
I've been everywhere, man. Let's see, next room. I'm not finding anything now. It says, talk to Riona and try the haunted mansion.
You need to find her. I think she, didn't she the one that walked off about the weed?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh!
There she is.
You were right, there was somebody on my bed. In my bed already? I'm not ready yet. Why are you angry? Did something happen? Can you leave me alone? I need a minute. I can, but I'd rather try to make you feel better. Question is, how? I suppose you don't want to share what's got you upset? It's nothing. Of course it's nothing. I hate nothing. Nothing always makes me mad, too. Take that. Ha. What are you doing? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm fighting nothing. Damn you for making Rio upset, you good for nothing. That sounds terrible. I killed nothing for you. You should be fine.
Only in a game.
Grim killed nothing and Rio's happiness was restored.
Like I tell my nieces.
Need me to kill something else while I'm at it? No, I don't want to see any more blood spilled.
Hugger. Hugger.
Fuck, we don't know.
We'll see.
I'm here for you if you need me. For real. And not just for killing stuff. Thanks, Grim. Smack. Oh. I didn't know that was going down.
Yes, it is.
I slayed nothing and saved the princess. Princess, I'm a cat. Well, I'm not going to say I got a boner from making out with a cat.
Now that was good.
God, you're so stupid at times. That's that fucking Neko game.
Lewd's my type of flirting.
Thanks for the laugh. You unlocked a special render. I'll be fine. I just got down because of something Tommy said. Alright, where is he? Off to kill him too. What did he say? Something mean? Oh, that's just it. It wasn't mean at all, but it made me question things. If you want my advice, you have to stop being vague. I asked him if we could share a smoke, a blunt, you know? And he told me I've been smoking for free, but I never did. I've always paid for myself. Did you smoke his stuff a lot in the past, or... It wasn't about his pot, it was in general. He said that Quinn told him... Oh, so she's lying? Yeah, she is. Don't tell anyone, but we had problems with money some weeks ago. That's true. Who are we? Me and Quinn. I'm a bit confused. What kind of problems? Just money problems. And I think Quinn is blaming me for it by telling Tommy I smoke for free. And possibly that it was her who actually smoked for free. Sorry, but I can't tell you more than that. It's fine, but I don't understand. Yeah, I know. And you don't have to, but it means a lot that you're listening to me. Of course. Sorry about the bloodshed in here. Yeah, this place is gonna take ages to clean. There's blood everywhere. What do you say? Want to get back out there? I hear people dance after being victorious in battle. Haha, yeah. Dancing sounds good.
Thank goodness, now I can go to sleep with all these people on the bed.
Try the Haunted Mansion. That's it.
I don't even know where that is.
But we gotta render.
Yeah, I do want to see the render.
It is a 2D art render.
Nice.
Riona, yeah. Okay. Just gonna have to go down the rooms until we find it. Okay. Grim, Cammy, and I are gonna check out the haunted basement. Wanna join? Sure, I wanna see what Jacob did with it. I heard he's pretty proud of it. Is it scary? I think it is. I heard some say they almost shat their pants.
Shat them?
Yep. If you find the door unlocked, enter the haunted basement and lock the door behind you. Warning, not for the faint of heart. Once you enter, there's no turning back. You two are going first. I'm not about to get jumped by anything. Oh, I can't stand when people would do that shit in the dark.
It didn't bother me because I knew
they... Yeah, they knew they couldn't.
That's just the school counselor dressed up as a serial killer. Nothing out of the ordinary here.
Haha, that's why we brought Grim. He's dressed like a warrior. He'll protect us. Sure. I hope I don't get scared myself. Okay, the door is locked and there's a flashlight here. We're definitely gonna need it. There's another note. What does it say? You're trapped in a haunted basement. You must find your way out.
Oh, it's one of those rooms.
Yeah, the door you came from is locked by a mysterious force. Turning around, you find another door with three locks on it. But where are the keys? Can you escape the haunted basement before the vengeful spirit is summoned? The goo, look.
Who resets the room every time someone...
If you experience lag, disable special effects. That's ridiculous. It was clearly Grim who locked the door. Oh, hold on. Haha, Grim is the mysterious force. We solved it. Haha. Are we supposed to find the keys? Let's look around. You have the flashlight. There's probably a render in here.
Yeah.
And God forbid, because you can't see.
Look in the torture device in the middle of
scary looking cage. Hold on. There's some weird symbols on it. It's like a torture device. I think the top part moves.
Pretty neat.
Yeah, he made this like an adventure game.
That looks like a fun device.
He made this like an adventure game, so, clearly the developer's showing his skills.
Yeah. There's a key.
I don't know the code. Maybe it's somewhere around here.
There's a...
All right, hold on. I'm going back.
On the freezer. Yeah. Look. See? Right by the... Look down. Under where you hit the keypad to your right. See?
Someone drew a key on the freezer, but there's a combination lock on it.
You're probably going to have to find a paper, which would be... Oh, you hadn't looked in the cage yet, have you? Oh, well, there's something there you can grab.
Hold on. It's really fucking dark.
Looks like a bag of balls.
I'm not seeing anything.
You highlighted that. There.
These are the three locks that the note mentioned. Okay. We need to find three keys.
Okay. You're going to have to look somewhere over there, probably with the papers.
Do you think the note in itself is a...
Oh,
yeah,
look,
it is.
It's an integrant.
Cage.
Cage.
Cage. Yeah. Why does it say good luck and goo is
good
green?
Good luck. Good luck.
And those capital letters spell something. Cage. Yeah, cage. Those must be clues.
Go to the cage.
Okay. Scary looking cage. You think this is the cage from the clue we found on that note? Key, I found it. I didn't even see that one. That one was hard to spot. Okay. So I got one key. Note is probably a clue.
Did it say on the note?
Weird symbols on it, and that raises.
Now it's 6. It's the code for the freezer. 796 or 6.
Look, it opened.
7.
Those symbols, they're numbers. It's pretty clever. 697.
For the freezer.
Whoops. Yeah, it's unlocked. Ew, it looks like a brain. I think it is. That's so cool. And look, there's a key inside it. Pull it out, Grim.
Oh, I see it.
There, that did it. Yay, can we escape yet?
Yeah, one more key.
Someone drew a key in the freezer, but there's a combination lock on it.
Alright, so that's the other place you had... Look.
Oh, my bad.
There you go.
Oh, that looks like slime. Aren't slime and goo kind of the same thing? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. It was green.
Maybe this is what the clue meant. So I'm supposed to stick my hand in these?
Put it in the green one.
That's the green one, right?
Yep.
Ew, wait, there's something in here. It's a key. Good thing it wasn't for nothing, but that would have been even funnier. Haha.
You got all three keys now.
Yep.
That was fun. I wouldn't call it scary.
That was fun, though. Okay, we have all the keys. We can unlock the door now. It's open. We did it. We can exit now. Shit! Ah! Haha, wow. Penny, you asshole. Ah, sorry, don't blame me. This was Jacob's idea. He asked me to scare people when they unlocked the door. He told me I didn't have to pay the cover charge if I did, so... I gotta admit, you got me. You got me, too. I think Cammy is the only one who wasn't scared. Haha, if I opened the door, I would be, but I saw how Grim jumped and screamed like a girl, and I started laughing. Haha, yeah, what's up with that? I thought you were going to protect us. I mean, screaming is a way to assert dominance. Haha, not with that pitch. Dick's happiness increased. What the fuck? Looks like the goddamn...
This is the Tybalt party.
It looks like the fucking, what is that damn movie?
It's like if the Klan hunted white people.
No. It's like there was a movie.
Black Power.
About a society like that. Yeah. I can't remember the name of it, but it was a... This is marvelous. Everyone is looking dapper. It definitely looks like a damn...
The cult Skull and Bones.
It looks like a damn Eyes Wide Shut party. Yeah.
Fidelio.
This is marvelous. Everyone is looking dapper for high society Halloween, and it's possible to tell who's who from looks alone. This is what we do for Halloween. It's Halloween-like, at least. This is so not what I thought this fraternity would be like. It makes me hate that I'm Legacy. It isn't the best, especially not when you know what others are doing tonight. Others like who? The gals from that dorm gathering, they're off to the Halloween party at the Delta Iota Kappa. Oh man, I wouldn't mind some more quality time with Avery. Beth was amazing. I don't want to brag, but she let me do things to her butt. We gotta go there. There's like zero girls there. Beth. As much as I agree with you, we can't. We must attend these social events. It's our obligation. But they won't ever know we're gone. Everyone is dressed the same. If we sneak out one by one, we can make it. I suppose we do find a way to sneak out. How will we ever get into that party? Those fraternity members Those fraternity members we talked to at the party were okay with us. Maybe they'll let us in? Yeah, it's worth a try. I'm gonna kill you. Give me the word and I'll kill him for you. You don't have to kill him, but I wouldn't say no to you punching him. What happened? This guy's an asshole, that's what happened. We were chatting and I got the sense he was trying to flirt with me. Let me guess, you told him no and he didn't like that? Almost. He asked me a lot about myself before that, pretending to be interested. You know, like hobbies and whatnot. And? I was friendly and I told him what I liked to do, and after I dismissed his advances, he called me a run-of-the-mill, boring, and basic bitch. What an asshole. Yeah. Dick! Let me handle this. What are you doing? Hey! The fuck are you doing? Call my friend a bitch again. I'm gonna make you my bitch, you hear that? Dude, what the hell? That doesn't sound like a lesson learned to me. Yeah, I got it. Good, get the fuck out of here. Grim, calm down. Listen to the fairy, this isn't you, Grim. What's wrong? I'm calm. You're not, you punched him. What the fuck happened? Grim punched Oscar, like, what the fuck? He was rude and tried to get with your sister and called her a bitch. Where is he now? He left. Thanks for sticking up for me, are you okay? Yeah, but that pissed me off. Let's not ruin the party over this. No one can tell that you're not in character for your costume. Spartans always hated bank robbers, didn't they? Oh yeah, bank robbers were the worst for them. Talking about Spartan Bank or something?
Yeah.
Find Rusty. Check right hallway. No optional tasks available.
I don't even know who the hell Oscar is.
I don't know. Find Rusty and check.
I'm the community douche. My name's Oscar.
We're gonna.
And I'm a grouch.
Whoa! How's it going there, Sally? Alright, good talking to you. Are you okay? It's spinning. Oh, so fast. Make it stop. Sally? Hello, are you alive? Can you put me on the sofa? Sure. Do you want some water or something? No, I'm fine. Woo! I'm gonna grab some air and then... Karen! Karen! Sally needs to puke. Can you take her outside? That wasn't because of that drink, was it? That's why you don't give her the shit from...
I wonder what the do-not-drink was.
I don't know, but we gave it to her.
Ruthalin, what?
Yeah, pretty fucking much.
Look like it.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Nah, his buddy would.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't do it. Yeah. He's really not. That would surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay, so fine, I would be surprised.
If you've got a sister, I think you already got some kind of idea to respect women, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, now, Rusty, where the... book?
Oh. It looked like, his buddy, she's in, that one room.
I'm in the main party room. Unless he's over in... Alright, I'm starting to learn. You really do learn the mansion after going through a lot of this shit. Because that's obviously the kitchen. That's going to lead back to the kitchen. Go upstairs. Nothing in that. Why would he be in that room? Why would he be in that room? Why would he be in John Boy's room? No. He's going to be in Tommy's room? With the... You want another drink? I shouldn't. I'm already way too tipsy. Yeah, are you getting drunk? Pretty much. I even think I saw a double before. There are three nurses at this party, so odds are you did. I should take it slow. Rusty? Sorry, damn it. Rusty, I really like you and all, but I'm kind of in a relationship. Kind of? Or am? Am, I got back together with my ex recently. Why haven't you mentioned that to me? It's not the best between us for quite some time. We've been on and off. You've always been so nice and flirty around me, and I liked it. Flirting is harmless. We had sex. Yeah, we did, but it feels wrong now. Sorry, Rusty, I can't do this to him. I want to make it work this time.
Oh, damn.
What the fuck?
They say guys can go girl to girl, but girls do it way more often. I guarantee it.
Talk to Sage.
Girls' body count tops any guys you can imagine.
Bella, you came! Uh-oh. What a fun costume. Thank you, I'm a bee and this is my stinger. Bees are evolving. It's the first time I've seen a bee carry its stinger. I wasn't gonna attach it to my butt. You're looking very pretty tonight. One might even say you're beautiful. Ah-ha-ha, thanks. How was the party? Are you having fun? There's so many people here and I'm not sure I recognize most. But I'm having a good time. Right now, anything is better than being forced to attend the high society Halloween party. That's good. Enjoy yourself tonight. Can't you come inside with me, please? I so want you to be with my friends and me tonight. I believe I already told you why I can't. What if I find you something to wear? Come on, Bella. You're already here. Does it mean that much to you? It would make my night, yes. One drink, but only if you can find me a good enough mask. I'll find something for you really quick. This mess smells awful. Where'd you get it? It was hanging on the wall. Oh, I asked someone if I could borrow it, and they said it was okay. Are you coming, Bianca? I'll be with you in a second. I'm trying to find Maddie. I lost him a while back. Need help? Can you? It'll just be a second. Can you wait for me up there by the sofa? I'll try to blend in. Whoa, look, Big Titty Diablo, Heather's kinky tonight. Woo! This party is wild! Yeah, and there's so many people here. It's good, huh? To me, it's already got last year's party beat. And not just because the hots aren't all dressed the same. No offense to you two, of course. Theme costumes are one thing, but identical ones can get a bit boring. Well, I guess we chose similar ones by accident, officially. What are you doing? Nothing. So, Maya, did you think more about my proposition? Which one? Joining the Hots. Oh, yes, I have, and it's like this. I think my dad would hate it if I joined the Hot sorority. Come on, Maya, don't let that stop you. I thought you'd change your mind on this. Let me finish, but Dad never said I couldn't join, so I've decided I'm gonna do it. Being part of a sorority can only be beneficial for my future, right? You rebel, that's amazing. I think it would be good for me. Everyone I've talked to about it seems to point that out. It would. That's amazing. I didn't even have to play my Becky card to win you over. You're what? An annoying little bird whispered you already joined us. She went on about how you weren't cool in high school and yada yada yada. About that, I may have mentioned my Hot outfit to shut her up. I hope I didn't cause a problem. Nah. Everyone knows that Becky gossips a lot. You can't trust half of the stuff she says. But enough about her. Welcome, sister. For real, this... Excuse me, but enough about her. Welcome, sister. For real this time. Thanks. Finally. I'm sure we'll do some proper welcoming for you later, okay? You don't have to do that. I was at the ceremony. I don't want any special treatment. Nope, it's gonna happen. Looks like we've got company. Are you enjoying our conversation or what? Me? No. Isn't that the Dick's costume? No. Isabella? Wait, don't walk away. It's you, isn't it? No. Right, I've worked next to you for weeks. I recognize your voice, tone, and catchphrase by now. My catchphrase? No. Also, aside from the mask you clearly borrowed from the Dicks, I've seen you wear that outfit before. Please don't bring any attention to me, I'll be leaving now. You don't have to do that, come sit with us over here, it's cool. Is it really you? If I wasn't drunk, maybe I would have guessed. I'm not supposed to be at your parties, but... We get it, Jill must have invited you, right? Wait a minute, you're drinking too? This was a mistake. No, stop, this makes me like you way more. I mean, I already kind of did, but now I definitely do. Aha, yes, cheers. We should do shots. Oh my god. What a fucking party. Now, there's plenty more shit we can do, but we've exhausted the hour.
Do you not want to talk to Phage and finish no, off the task list?
Because it constantly populates.
Okay.
So, and I've got other things I gotta do tonight.
I understand.
So, this is the third video of the Halloween party, and we should finish the Halloween party and probably episode 9 with it next week. Hope you guys have enjoyed this Halloween party. It's definitely been one of the highlights of the entire game.
I'm liking it.
So, definitely pick this one up at Patreon. That's the only way you can get it, is to go to the Patreon and pay the $10 to get the basic game, or $5 if you've already bought the basic game. And there you go. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Being a Dick.